Baby, it's cold outside.
Yeah, it sure is. Wind chill factor is really, really cold this morning. Joining us on the line right now is that nice Tucker Barnes from the Fox 5 Weather Center over there. Good morning to you, Tucker Barnes.
Good morning. I thought you were calling about the Trump tax returns. You want to talk weather, huh?
No, yeah, we just got through talking about the tax returns. Hey, listen, we want to talk a little bit about what happened yesterday, but let's start with what's going on right now, because the winds are pretty vicious and the wind chill factors are really, really low this morning.
Yeah, I just showed a map. Winter finally showed up the last couple of days of winter here. Our wind chills this morning are literally 2-4 degrees. Gaithersburg right now feels like 1. And it feels like 10 here in Washington. So it's the real deal. We got the snowpack yesterday, and those winds, wow.
Yeah. So be careful out there. Bundle up. Protect your skin. All the stuff, the common sense stuff that you always say, right?
Yeah, but just a quick reminder, we have a wind advisory in effect again today, and we could see winds this afternoon gusting 40, 45, maybe even 50 miles an hour. So, in addition to just trying to stay warm, we got to be concerned about power outages and the potential for some tree limbs to come down and that kind of thing later today.
And how long is this going to go on for?
We're going to keep it below normal right through the weekend, but it should start to let up as far as the extreme cold conditions by tomorrow afternoon. So we'll gradually get a little better. By Friday, maybe 50. And, there's no more snow in the forecast other than a few flurries today. So, I think generally we're out of the woods as far as the worst of it after today.
So we're done. I got you on record. We are done with winter.
I'm not going to say we're done with
winter. No. You're going to say we're done.
Okay, then I will say,
Thank you.
You want to know why? Because spring arrives Monday.
That's right.
Okay, he's got me on a technicality.
Very quickly, some people are sort of criticizing the National Weather Service for perhaps at the end knowing that the storm wasn't going to be all that and a bag of chips for places like Washington, Baltimore, and perhaps folks are closer to the water, East Coast.
New York.
Yeah. But they went ahead and kept the forecast looking as if it would be a bad case scenario. Is that a fair criticism?
That's a tough question. So my understanding is the criticism was really to our north and east up into New York and Boston, where they were calling for a blizzard, and then they realized it was going to be about half the amounts that they had forecast. And it was still a very dangerous storm. I personally believe we want to give people the latest information, but I can understand why they don't want people to let their guard down, because sometimes people just hear the headlines and they don't hear the nuances of a forecast, and if they think that the storm's not going to be bad, then they'll just go out like it's a regular day and not realize that, we're still going to get a foot of snow, that kind of thing.
Yeah, and the cherry blossoms are toast.
Yeah, we've got a reporter down there this morning. They still look pink and delicious, at least on camera.
Delicious.
But we'll see if they brown up later today, because I guess that critical number was 24 degrees, and we've been as low as 21 this morning.
All right.
So far, so good.
Tucker Barnes, thank you so much. Greatly appreciated.
Great to talk to you guys. Take care. Happy spring.